Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another episode of LCT's Five Till Places. I am Jed, and I have a guest in with me today. Why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi, I'm Mary Catherine Wilson. I am the coordinator of the Youth Artists Guild here at Lubbock Community Theater, which is an awesome program that we have for kids age 7 to 18. We have lots of different programs. We meet each month to teach them some things about the theater, and they also put on great shows throughout the year as well.
Which we will... We'll touch on the next production a little bit at the end of this show, and then in a couple of weeks we'll have another show specifically dedicated to that production, because that is coming up pretty quick. But what we wanted to talk about today was we wanted to get you hyped up and excited and informed, just in the main, about our upcoming summer camps. Some of you may remember camps last year, and we have expanded it for the coming year. So we mostly just did most of June last year, and then this year we're going all... pretty much all summer.
Yeah.
So, I guess, but where do you want to start with that? We can...
Well, these summer camps have a lot of different things to offer. So, you know, we just came out of one of the meetings, and I was talking to some of the kids about, you know, if you're interested in something related to theater, we probably have something this summer that you would enjoy. These camps, you can do just morning camp, you can do afternoon camp, you can do both. So it's great, you know, for parents, if you need a place for your kid to go the whole day, we have that. And it's also, you know, pick and choose as you like. If you want to do this week and not next week, then you can do that. So the schedule is super flexible to what families can do. I know a lot of people go out of town in the summer, and so we try to work around that. But yeah, we have a lot of really interesting topics, and we can dive into that as well.
Yes, absolutely. Because, we've got them split, amongst age ranges this time. We've got camps, for the whole run of it. We've got camps going for ages 7 to 11 and camps going for ages 12 to 18. And I should also mention that Sing, Play, Learn has also got some camps coming for the 6 month to 6 year old crowd. So if your kids fit into that, we've got things happening there. And this will all be on our website, lubbockcommunitytheater.org. Right there on the front page, we've got information about the camps. You can look at all of this. But we will touch on a few, because as you've been saying, this is all aspects of theater. So there will be classes for performance, but there will also be classes for behind-the-scenes elements. And there will also be some classes that are performing arts that aren't necessarily theater-related as well.
Right. Yeah, we have some dance classes coming up this summer, which can be related to theater. But some people, maybe you aren't into theater, but you're into dance, and that's a great offering for those people. We also have, you know, for the people who want to be behind the scenes in producing the show, we have costuming classes in the camps for both ages. We have prop making camps, so you get to learn how to make props and how that works in creating a show. And then we even have camps that work from start to finish. You put on an entire show process within that week's time. You learn how that whole process goes. So if you don't really know what you're interested in, but you just think theater is cool and you want to see all aspects, that's a great way to get kind of a taste of what you might be interested in. And then you can dive in that way that is interesting to you. We have special effects makeup. We even have, for the artists out there, we have some cartooning and drawing and comics type classes.
Yes, we should. I'm going to plug that one, because I'm teaching that one. So me and my friend Beth, who is a regular on this show as well, are co-teaching those. And that camp is happening twice, because that'll be, we've got one that's for the 7 to 11 crowd and another version of the same camp for the 12 to 18. Because we know a lot of people like to draw, so we didn't want to limit it to one group. But that'll be a lot. She and I are both kind of illustrators and cartoonists, so we'll be teaching you to do the same.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. For our actors out there, we have Improv 101, again, for both ages. I'll be teaching that for the younger kids. And then Patrick, who is really involved here at LCT, will be teaching it for the older kids. Just a fun way to try something new in acting if you haven't done it. If you're interested in film, we have a film club where you just watch movies and talk about it, I guess.
Yeah.
Are you doing that one too?
No, my friend Lance is doing it. Lance Stanford, who is host of the Night Nerd podcast, is doing that. And it's going to be kind of each day is going to progress a little bit through the history of film. So I think he's going to start back with like silent films and go a little bit more each day.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And then he and I together are teaching the podcasting class. And then Daniel Ballard and I are teaching filmmaking, which is the only camp that is going to be an all-day camp all week. So that one is worth noting. And that one, we taught that last year, and it was a lot of fun. So we're bringing that back this year and expanding it to all day so that we can maybe go a little more in depth with everything.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's awesome. Yeah.
And then, like you mentioned, that we've got prop making. I think that's one that crosses over to both ages.
Yes, it does.
And special effects and special effects makeup. Mm-hmm. And for your older kids that are getting into, like, really seriously auditioning for shows, we've got an auditioning and monologues class. So that'll be something I think most of us could probably wish we'd had at some point in life.
Yes, in the conversation when we were coming up with these camps, we were talking about, you know, wouldn't it be awesome if we could walk the kids through every aspect of an audition and prepare them for it and then do like a mock audition? And so that's what this camp is going to do. It's going to walk you through what to expect when you're auditioning, what to prepare when you're auditioning, building those confidence skills, building that audition repertoire so that you can bring it in the future. And then you actually get to try it out and get some feedback, which I just think is so valuable. I think that'd be valuable for any age. I'm jealous.
I was thinking about the improv one that you and Patrick were teaching I am real bad at it. I can do improv to a degree with like a couple of specific friends that I've been working with for 20 years. Yeah. But beyond that, like, I'm real bad at it. So
hey, that's okay.
It'd be useful.
It's all about practice.
yeah, exactly. But and you mentioned we've got dance classes again for both age ranges. We've got some that are the one will be taught by Liberty De Leon, who is a choreographer and actor in town who's worked with several theaters in town, worked with us, and she's a really, really cool person and a very talented person. And the West Texas Dancing Raiderettes will be teaching one of the other dance classes, who are also they were on the show a couple of weeks ago for their Tale of Cindy, and they're a local dance troupe. They're pretty incredible. I like them a lot.
Yeah, I've been in two shows choreographed by Liberty, and I mean, she is just the peak of professional. Her moves are so fun. She's great at teaching them. She'll get you really clean and looking actually really good. Super fun to work with. I mean, those camps is just going to be a blast. So if you like dance, that's the place for you.
And let me see. Oh, I wanted to touch on, so you talked about earlier having the theater classes that go from start to finish, constructing a show from the ground up.
Yes.
And we've got like three versions of that just for the 7 to 11 kids, because there's one that's just straight up theater in the main.
Right.
And then we've got two versions of that that are the same idea, constructing a play from start to finish, but one of them is specifically set within the Animal Crossing world.
Yeah.
And then another one set within Minecraft.
So interesting. That's super cool.
Yeah. So if your children have lost the last 2 years to Animal Crossing, then bring them up there. They get to
reclaim that time.
Exactly.
Do something useful with it.
Or if they've spent the last several years creating things in Minecraft, now they can build stories that are in that world.
So fun.
Yeah.
What a creative idea.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And so camps start June 6th and go through the 29th. And if your kid is already a member of the Youth Artist Guild, there's a little bit of a discount for signing up. And that information is all on the website as well. You can go to lubbockcommunitytheater.org. And like I said, right there on the front page, we'll have a button leading you to the camps. And we've got buttons separated by age groups, so you can go look at the camps that are available for your age 7 to 11 kids, and you can also go look at the 12 to 18. You can pick and choose what your kids would be interested in, what days, what schedule works for you. It's we aim to keep your kids busy all summer and just fire up their creativity just in general.
For sure. And I would also add, if your kid has any special needs, anything we need to consider, like, we are all about making this inclusive. So please let us know, reach out, because we want your kid to be involved no matter what they need. We will make that happen.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I'm glad you made that point, because I was, I could just go on, like, reading all the lists of all the camps that we've gotten, discussing all of them, but we would be here all night.
Yes.
So
go to the website. Look at chock full of stuff.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's really good.
Get all that information and then get your kids registered. Like I said, it's June 6th through July 29th, and each camp is a week long. There's morning classes, there's afternoon classes. At the end of the week, each camp will have a little showcase so you can see what your kid learned. And I remember last year, my kids were in the makeup classes, and I would get photos at the end of the day from Jill of sometimes it would be what they learned that day, and then other days it would be, it's like, well, we learned the project, and after the project, Summer painted her face red, and you have this photo of her with just all the strange things she had done with the makeup. So, yeah, she was very excited.
That's but awesome.
Yeah, it's really good stuff, and like I said, it'll boost your kids' creativity. It'll fire that up. It helps build confidence in who they are and what they're doing. It's theater is a good place for kids.
Yeah.
And we aim to foster that. So I guess I will go ahead and sign off before I end up babbling all night long. But thank you for being here and helping me out with
thanks
this.
For having me.
Yeah. And like I said, we will have you on again soon, because there's a lots more to talk about with YAG in the, over the next few months. Even.
Yes.
There's a lot going on.
Yes.
And we'll give you a preview. I said we'd talk about it a little bit at the end of the show, that the upcoming production is called The Wizard of Oz, The Deleted Scene. Do you want to give just a brief synopsis of what that is?
Yes. So this show is super fun. You have probably seen The Wizard of Oz, but there's a little known deleted scene that was left out of this show. And it's just kind of a spinoff of the show. It's super fun. Some of your beloved favorite characters in a fun, new, fresh perspective. Very funny and humorous. These kids are super talented. I've been to their rehearsals, and they're working really hard. And so you do not want to miss it. You're going to laugh. I laugh every time. And it's just fantastic. It's going to be really, really cute.
And kids are working like all over that. There are YAG members who are the assistant directors and stage managers and working makeup and
costumes
and doing,
right. Set.
Yep. So every aspect of this.
Yes.
That's so. Yeah, we will come back and get more information on that soon. We'll talk to people involved with that show. But for now, thank you for joining us. This has been Five Till Places, and we will see you next time.
Five Till Places is a production of Lubbock Community Theater. Be sure to follow us on social media for all the latest news and updates surrounding our projects and the goings-on at LCT. Our theme music is Pizza and Video Games by Bonus Points. A link to that artist and their music can be found in the show notes. Look them up, give them some support. Thanks for being with us this week, and as always, thank you for supporting live theater in the Lubbock, Texas area and beyond.